Pete Murray is back. Haven't seen him do much in 2 years, but now he's got a new album, Blue Sky Blue, and he joins us on the phone. How are you going, Pete?
I'm good, thanks.
New album, Blue Sky Blue. What's the title mean?
The album's quite optimistic, and one of the songs is called Blue Sky Blue. So I got the title. You know, it's always funny when you're trying to work out the title. I'm throwing title ideas at the band and all the guys who work in there, producer, and so many titles are so bad, you know. So it stuck.
What were some of the dodgy titles that were thrown around the bin?
Electric Ranch.
Sorry.
Hey, we love that. That's pretty cool.
Electric Ranch. Did you think of that, or was it somebody else?
Well, obviously, now that you've laughed at it, it was somebody else that thought of it.
Okay. No, it's cool. It's different. No, I'm sure. Also, yeah.
Someone said it sounds like a Lee Kernaghan album. Electric Ranch. I'm going, okay.
Well, let's just say Blue Sky Blue is a great title.
Okay, thanks. Well, I'm glad you like that title.
Now, you are doing a bit of a tour as well. You're heading down to Taraji Beach Hotel on October 15. It's your first tour in 2 years. Are you nervous about it?
It's actually 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
I've been doing anything. So, I'm hanging out for it, actually.
You were supposed to be performing with Casey Chambers, John Butler Trio and a stack of others at the Great Southern Blues Festival. Unfortunately, it's been cancelled, which is a massive bummer. What's the general feeling by all the musos? Like, are you totally just bummed about it?
Yeah, I'm pretty disappointed about that, actually. I mean, the Blues Festival seemed to have really great crowds. I just like them. And, you know, Bateman's Bay, it's a pretty nice place to go, so...
Yeah, well, hopefully the Blues Fest will be on again next year and we can see you again. But at least we've got you on October 15 at Taraji Beach Hotel, so excited about that one. But you're also newly single, so would you be inviting ladies and maybe gents to throw their underwear on stage, perhaps?
I would probably prefer that ladies do it. I'm okay with the odd occasional, you know, man's white front coming up, but... don't aim it at me. Probably someone else in the band. My guitarist, actually, he would prefer that. So that, you know,
okay.
I'm sure he'll get a big kick out of that if guys throw their wife runs to him.
So ladies to you, men to the guitarist.
Exactly. Yep.
Now, a number of ladies in the office, when I did say, interviewing Pete Murray today, quite a number of people were like, oh my God, he's so handsome, and got a little bit excited. What do you think when people say you're a music heartthrob?
Oh, it's kind of nice. It's pretty funny. The new video, Always a Winner video, is getting a lot of comments about the, you know, the slick back hair and, you know, now you're looking in shape and, what, you know, what are you doing? I think that seems to have been working in my favour quite well.
Yeah, you are looking very, very swish. You generally have sort of longer hair, but in the video it's nice and just looks very nice. Very nice indeed.
Yeah, I'm actually getting a lot of Chris Isaac or Elvis comments now with the way my hair looks, so there you go.
Could we expect any maybe Elvis covers or Chris Isaac covers when you do your tour?
You know what? I've been talking to the band about learning some different covers to play at different shows. So you're not playing the same cover all the time, and funny you should mention that, actually. I hadn't thought about doing an Elvis cover, but that would be very cool to do.
What about a Justin Bieber cover?
I don't know any Justin Bieber songs.
You know, baby, baby, baby. Yeah. You could always cover the Wiggles.
That's when I would get guys' undies thrown at me. I've got no doubt about it.
You could sing Big Red Car.
if the Wiggles came on and sang with me,
yeah.
You know, there'd be a lot of young kids in the crowd that would be very supportive of that one.
Pete Murray, thank you so much for chatting to us today. The new album, Blue Sky Blue, is out and we can see you. Tickets on sale for Taraji Beach Hotel, moshtix.com.au. Thanks.
That's right, Blue Sky Blue, not Electric Ranch.
Yep.
You are a bit disappointed that it wasn't called Electric Ranch, are you? A little bit.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe your next album you could call it Electric Ranch. You could put your Wiggles cover on there too.
That's not a bad idea.
Yep.